morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Have you heard the news about a drink to choose? It's super thirst quenching. Refreshment it will bring. It's not a soda pop or sugar full juice box from the fridge or sink. It's water you should drink. Now go rethink your drink.
What are you drinking? Say it ain't soda, sports drinks, or juice boxes. They're packed with tons of unhealthy sugar. Rethink your drink and choose water instead. It's healthy, hydrating, and refreshing. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com for healthy tips. And remember to choose water. Ready, set, H2O!
Here's a smarter plan. Let's keep the soda can. Throw the sports drink out. Turn on that water spout. When you're at school, homework, or play, drink some water every day. It keeps your health in sync. Now go rethink your drink. Choose water.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. A DTN summary of the USDA Quarterly Grain Stocks and Prospective Plantings Report shows that corn is once again the acreage leader this year. Farmers are expected to plant 92.8 million acres of corn this spring. That's a 4% rise over 2018. Soybean acreage is projected at 84.6 million acres, down 5% from last year. Wheat planting may set a wrong kind of record this year. The all wheat acres are forecast at 45.8 million, down 4% from 2018. If it does hold true, that would be the lowest all-wheat acreage on record since 1919, the first year that USDA began keeping track. DTN notes that the survey likely took place before flooding hit the Midwest states, so the numbers will likely be much different in Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri. USDA says corn ending stocks were at 8.6 billion bushels, within the range of expectations, and 3% lower than last year. Soybean stocks took a huge jump from last year, rising 29% to 2.7 billion bushels. The all-wheat ending stocks were also higher compared to last year, up 6% to nearly 1.6 billion bushels. In other news, the U.S. hog inventory is up 2%. U.S. pork farms contain more than 74.3 million hogs and pigs as of March 1st. That's a 2% climb from March of 2018. NationalHogFarmer.com says the number came in right where industry analysts expected they would. NAS says 67.9 million of those were market hogs. The other 6.3 million were kept back for breeding. Farmers weaned 33 million pigs on U.S. farms between December of 2018 and February, up 3% from the same period last year. From December through February, producers also weaned an average of 10.7 pigs per litter. Hog producers intend to have 3.1 million sows farrow between March and May of this year, as well as 3.2 million sows farrow between June and August. Finally today, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue applauded last week's appointment by President Trump of Scott Soles as the Department of Agriculture's Chief Financial Officer. Perdue welcomed Soles' more than 30 years of experience to the agency in internal and external financial auditing, consulting, and finance operations. In the announcement, the White House noted that Soles currently works as a senior special financial projects analyst and has previously served in roles at global Fortune 500 companies. Perdue says Soles will bring valuable financial management experience and knowledge to USDA, an agency that is facing budget cuts from the Trump administration and the proposed relocation of the Economic Research Service and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. The nomination must be confirmed by the Senate. Perdue urged lawmakers to quickly consider and approve the nomination, along with the nominations not yet considered for food safety, civil rights, research, education, and economics. You got farm news on Ron.
Superior Livestock proud to present the Gulf Coast Classic No. 4, 4th and 5th of April, live on Dish Network Satellite Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be originating from the Natchitoches Event Center of Natchitoches, Louisiana, 8 a.m. Central Time for both Thursday morning and Friday morning, 4th and 5th of April, be selling a total of 57,100 head. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.